It's Helping Hand, Fridays on HPR 1 stations, then appearing online at hawaiipublicradio.org. Helping Hand puts a spotlight on an organization, topic, or event that offers assistance to people with disabilities and people and animals that are among the most vulnerable. I'm Dave Lawrence. This week we are learning about NAMI Hawaii. One event they've got coming up is with Mental Health America of Hawaii and the Hawaii Arts Alliance. It's the first ever Hawaii Art and Mental Health Summit, Friday, September 6th, 10 to 3 at the ballrooms at Dole Cannery. And NAMI also have two fundraising and awareness raising walks that are coming up. They're both on October 12th. Honolulu Hale check-in at 8 a.m. is one of the walks, starting at 9. That same day, though, they're going to do what I understand is their first walk in Hilo at Liliuokalani Gardens, and check-in at 8, and the walk starts at 9, too. We're going to hear about both with Kumi MacDonald of NAMI Hawaii, who has returned and joins us again here on Helping Hand. Thanks for coming.
Well, thanks, Dave, for always inviting us.
You are welcome. Explain who NAMI is and how you guys function.
Well, NAMI Hawaii is National Alliance on Mental Illness. We are the Hawaii State chapter, and there's an affiliate in every single state in America. We provide support, education, advocacy, and awareness. And some of what we're doing for the Hawaii Art and Mental Health Summit is awareness.
So this is the first time you guys have done something like this, and it sounds like from the description in introducing you that it's trying to tap the potential for artistic expression and get-togethers to be therapeutic for folks who have mental health issues.
Absolutely. So we've known that people have used art and creative expressions as form of healing, and sometimes I think in the current day we start to forget that.
Describe what's going to be happening there and who should be thinking about attending this.
It's a little bit different from all of our other conferences. This is very interactive, so we're going to go and learn interactive ways of how to use our creativity through music, movement, art, and you get to actually do hands-on activity. And then after that, we're going to have lunch and a keynote speaker, and then we'll have two separate breakouts on topics like art therapy. There's going to be two separate times for workshops. So you can participate in the art therapy session one and then do a different session in session two. Three breakout options are artist therapy, expressive healing, things about like using creativity, communication, collaboration, trying to use our creative sense to find healing and wholeness. And then the third one is a community cafe where people of different communities, different providers, or even people living with the recovery process can go in and interact and create dynamic conversation. So this is great for teachers, providers, therapists, people living in recovery, moms and dads who can take it and use it with their families, and how can we use creativity to de-stress our lives.
You mentioned speakers.
Tanya Yamanaka and Sherry Tile. They're both art activists from Pune, and they're going to use comedy and sketch art and some other types of creative expressions and talk about how that can be used for making changes and politics, overcoming depression, how to get over being overwhelmed. And then we have Matt Del Rosario, who was raised in the islands, and he's going to do some academic and professional experience in dance. And so you don't have to be a dancer, but he's going to teach us how to use movement as part of our creative self-healing. And we also have Mayu Langford, who came to our NAMI, another event that we had, and she's a music therapist, so she uses fun music. You can go onto our website and get more information on all the different speakers.
How much does it cost, and do they need to register in advance?
They do need to register. It's $45 because there are supplies. Mm-hmm. There is a great lunch that's attached to this. You do need to register by September 2nd is the absolute last deadline date. Find more information on namihawaii.org. Hawaii Arts Alliance and Mental Health America are doing an initiative on creative wellness. One of the projects that we partnered with is for the walk, for instance. They're going to have an art interactive tent. And so they're going to be able to do some of these activities in a smaller scale at our NAMI walks.
Well, that's a good transition to this other or two events coming up. October 12th, both of them, one in Hilo and the other one in Honolulu. They both check in at 8. The walk starts at 9. Yes. Now, talk about how the walks work.
So NAMI, we really try to provide all of our education programs free of charge, support groups all free of charge to the public. So this is our major fundraiser. And the walk is not just a fundraiser, but it's an awareness. When people come and say, hey, we care. The first walk I ever attended, 2014, we had 200 people. Okay. Last year, we had just about 1,000. That's a big difference.
Sure. And the one in the Hilo, mm-hmm. did I have it right? It's the first time you got
it? It's the first one ever. And we're so excited. And so if you live in the Big Island, please join them.
There are a lot of walks. They all function sort of differently. Mm-hmm. Sometimes yes. you register, and that's a way that the nonprofit makes money. Mm-hmm. Other times there's no registration. People try to fundraise and get mm-hmm. people to sponsor yes. them. Describe how this one works.
So ours is absolutely free to register. You can just show up on the day of and register and walk. So there's no registration fee. However, we really do encourage people to blast out emails, Facebook, Instagram, and say, hey, would you support me with a small donation? What I usually do is just say, could you give up a coffee this week and just donate $5? And most people do.
Trying to make it easy for people.
Yeah, and then if they raise $100, then they get a free t-shirt. People who don't donate, that's okay. Just show up and walk. It makes a difference just showing up.
I always like it when people say something like that, because mm-hmm. a lot of folks are struggling to get by.
Yes.
And just showing up, as you said, is a way of supporting.
Absolutely. Bring your family. It's a safe place for kids. People bring their dogs. One gal says she brings her mother, who was manic with her bipolar episode, and she's not doing well, but she can come to the walk, and everyone says, that's okay. And it's a safe place. Enjoy music, games, activities, and learn some wellness tools.
Do you need any supplies for the infrastructure that you guys need to put on the walk, volunteers, anything like that? Put out the word.
So we always need assistance with setup and cleanup. We start really early, but we could use a lot of help. Put flyers up or make posters, put up balloons. So we welcome that on walk day. There's also other ways you can partner. So if you're someone says, hey, I want to volunteer my time, or I want to volunteer our organization and do some type of partnership work, definitely we welcome that. And supplies, yes, we're always welcoming different types of supplies, especially administrative assistance and supplies, walk day decorations. If you're the type that has, oh, I've got giveaways, that's always good too. Like if you have a small business, oh, I have like 10 t-shirts, donate that. We can use that as a raffle gift. Gift cards for small businesses, $20 gift cards or services, goods and services. So we welcome anything. Just give us a call. We don't reject anything.
And then when it comes to the one on Hawaii Island being a debut, is there anything in particular that you found that the folks there need as they go forward with the walk?
They really want people to show up.
So attendance is there.
Attendance is key. Of course, they need volunteers on the walk day. So find all that information on our website.
Pulling away from these two events and just looking at NAMI's needs throughout the years and ways that people could support you guys, mm-hmm. are there other volunteer needs throughout the year or other areas throughout the year that you want to just put the word out there?
Yes. Yeah, so what we are always looking for are people who are extremely motivated for the cause. We want people to say, hey, this is really important to me. And then we want to tap into their unique giftings and talents and see how they can partner with us in volunteerism or maybe being a leader of a team. So, you know, for instance, recently someone just says, hey, I'm an IT tech. He's helping us revamp our website. So whatever your gifting and your specialty is, we'd love to work with that.
You mentioned in the beginning, there's no fee for any of the services that mm-hmm. you provide. Highlight the services that you want to give visibility to.
So we provide support groups for families and people living in recovery. We also provide education. We have classes. We do free presentations. We'll go to businesses, classrooms, youth groups, churches, and give free presentations on what are some danger signs to look for, or how can you be stress-free? How can you live more mentally healthy? We also answer a lot of phone calls and emails.
And in general, before I give your contact info, how do you guys get funding? In addition to these fundraising events that we've been talking about, what's your other methods of funding?
Currently, the major donation is the walk.
Okay.
That is our
primary.
Biggest one. And then we do get small grants and private donations. And hopefully we're going to get some more grants coming up. But the walk is really important. It gets the word out. It gets visibility. And it really helps us a lot.
NamiHawaii.org. info@NamiHawaii.org. 808-591-1297. The full interview, the radio feature, all of their contact information, and all of our other Helping Hand segments online at HawaiiPublicRadio.org. Kumi MacDonald from NAMI Hawaii and a returning guest here on Helping Hand. We've had a number of times. And on behalf of all the folks that you inspire to both show their philanthropic side and for folks who you're trying to help out, thanks for doing what you're doing.
Well, thank you, Dave. I really appreciate it.